Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to the realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Vacationers, including those who merely spend their 2 weeks off finding a place where not to go again next year. This session of the Comedy Kingdom is devoted to vacations, and one of the most comforting places to spend your vacation is just inside your income. However, travel is a wonderful thing for you. There's nothing that broadens one like travel, unless it's too many hot fudge Sundays. Why, travel brings out the best in you, especially ocean travel. However, all vacations and holidays are not strenuous. Maybe take you for a nice, quiet, restful day at the beach with Mother and Junior. Come on, Junior, darling, look there. There's the ocean. Oh, remember, Mama told you all about the ocean. What's the matter, dear? What do you mean you don't like it? Oh, it's not as big as you expected. Henry, you go on in for a swim, and I'll fix lunch and take care of Junior. Now, where shall we eat? Oh, this looks like a good place. No, dear, that isn't a big balloon in the sand. It's just a man in a bathing suit. He's sound asleep. How many times must I tell you not to point? The man might not like it even if he is asleep. Yes, dear, I know he looks funny, but... Oh, pardon me, sir. I didn't realize you were awake. Come, Junior. Oh, well, we'll spread out the lunch here, darling, and Mother will tell you all about the ocean. You know, all this year, people have been seeing strange sea monsters. They come up out of the water with long, wrinkled necks and horrible faces and... No, dear, there are no sea monsters here. Out where, dear? No, Junior, that's not a sea monster. That's Daddy. I will admit it's a natural enough mistake, though. Junior, stop that. Why, you know it's nice to throw sand on people. Yes, I know you wanted to cover the man up, but you didn't have to start with his face, did you? Oh, now run on out, darling, and wade in the water if you want to. But don't go too far out, honey. Yes, I know Daddy's way, way out, but that's different. Daddy's insured. Oh, isn't that sweet? The little boy wants to play with you, darling. Why don't you and the little boy dig a hole? Go on, you and the little boy dig a hole, dear. Why? I don't know why. Little boys just want to dig holes at the beach, that's all. Junior, don't hit the little boy. Don't do that, Junior. Don't use such language. Didn't Mother tell you that every time you use naughty language, it's a feather in the devil's cap? What? The devil's going to be an Indian chief in 10 minutes. Junior, don't do that. Let go of him, I say. You better run along, little boy. Run along. Junior, I'm ashamed of you biting the little boy and punching him in the eye. That's what you learned from playing with the bad little boys down the corner. Oh, I see. You learned biting and punching from the bad little boys, but kicking him in the stomach was your own idea. Junior!
We can't all travel on
our vacation, somebody has to stay home and receive the postcards. And if we must receive them, what could be better than one bringing us, as the three dots do, some South Sea Island magic, the three dots.
The Pacific waters go gently to a land where palm trees nod in welcome above the warm white sand. And here upon this island, I live and love.
A man who hasn't done any traveling of any kind for 30 years. To tell the truth, he hasn't even taken a vacation for 30 years. Well, since we're being truthful, we might as well admit it. He hasn't even worked for 30 years. Here he is, the assassin of grief and remorse, Al Herman.
Well, Queen Elvie, how did you enjoy your vacation?
Oh, I had a grand time. How did you enjoy yours?
Oh, I just got back from mine. I took my wife up to the Thousand Islands, and I tried to talk her into staying a month on each island. But it wouldn't work. You know, we had a lovely trip. We went up there in my new car, my 1910 model, slightly used. Three more payments and I can drive it in the daytime. Oh, it has a marvelous trailer, too. Yeah, the U.S. Finance Company's trailing it. I got a ticket the first day out for going 15 miles an hour.
How on earth could you get a ticket for just driving 15 miles an hour?
Oh, Queen Elvia, you want to know? I was driving on the sidewalk. Well, we had a little bungalow up there, but the walls were so thin, the neighbors could hear every word my wife and I would say. My wife suggested that I hang up some heavy drapes, so I did. And after I did that, then I couldn't hear what they were saying. Oh, I thought I'd die. You know, I married one of my wives out of Philadelphia. There's a great town, Queen Elvia, Philadelphia. They're still sending out Christmas cards over there. They don't even know Christmas is over. No, she wanted me to move over to Germantown. I think the car fare over there is 6 cents, and when you get near the packing house, you get a cent back. Oh, I thought I'd die. You know, Queen Elvia, they got some lovely singers on this program.
Yes.
Do these singers get paid to sing?
Oh, they certainly do.
They do? Queen Elvia, you know something? I sing. I sing for spite. You know, my wife's a very good singer, too. The reason I say that is because the first year we were married, Queen Elvie, this is confidential, she sang One Alone, and she presented me with a little baby girl.
Oh.
Yeah. The second year, she sang Two Cigarettes in the Dark, and she presented me with twins.
Well.
The third year, she sang 3 o'clock in the Morning, and she presented me with triplets. And do you know, Queenie, I'm afraid to go home now, because when I left house this a.m., she was singing with all her might, Good Night, a Thousand Good Nights.
Thank you. evening sun go down.
Boom, 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 boom. I hate to see that evening sun go down.
That evening sun go down.
Bop, dee, bottle, bye. It makes me think I'm on my last go round.
Boom, boom, boom.
St. Louis woman with your diamond ring.
Yes, yes. Boom, 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 boom.
Pull that man around by her apron string.
Boom, 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 boom.
If it wasn't for mother. I got St. Louis blues, just blue as I can be. I got a gal, got a heart like a rock that's in the sea.
Got St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. Got St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. Cause the gal's got a heart like a rock that's in the sea.
Got St. Louis blues, blue as I can be.
Vacation comes to an end, as all vacations do. But one bit of advice before we leave. If you must try to do the impossible, try to say something cute and funny on a picture postcard.